Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey, reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 421. April 29th, 1935. On the eve of the exposition of the image, I went with our Mother Superior to visit our confessor, Father Sopochko. When the conversation touched upon the image, the confessor asked for one of the sisters to help make some wreaths. Mother Superior replied, "Sister Faustina will help." I was delighted at this, and when we returned home, I immediately set about preparing some greens, and with the help of one of our wards, brought them over. Another person, who works at the church, also helped. Everything was ready by 7 o'clock that evening, and the image was already hanging in its place. However, some ladies saw me standing around there, for I was more a bother than a help, and on the next day they asked the sisters what this beautiful image was and what was its significance. Surely these sisters would know, they thought, as one of them had helped adorn it the day before. The sisters were very surprised, as they knew nothing about it. They all wanted to see it, and immediately they began to suspect me. They said, "Sister Faustina must certainly know all about it." When they began asking me, I was silent, since I could not tell the truth. My silence increased their curiosity, and I was even more on my guard not to tell a lie and not to tell the truth, since I had no permission to do so. Then they started to show their displeasure and reproached me openly, saying, "How is it that outsiders know about this and we nothing?" Various judgments were being made about me. I suffered much for 3 days, but a special power took over in my soul. I was happy to suffer for God and for the souls that have been granted His mercy during these days. Seeing that so many souls have been granted divine mercy these days, I regard as nothing even the greatest suffering and toil, even if they were to continue till the end of the world, for they will come to an end, while these souls have been saved from torments that are without end. It was a great joy for me to see others returning to the source of happiness, the bosom of the divine mercy. Seeing Father Sopochko's sacrifices and the efforts for this work, I admired his patience and humility. This all cost a great deal, not only in terms of toil and various troubles, but also of money, and Father Sopochko was taking care of all the expenses. I can see that divine providence had prepared him to carry out this work of mercy before I had asked God for this. Oh, how strange are your ways, O God, and how happy are the souls that follow the call of divine grace. Praise the Lord, my soul, for everything, and glorify His mercy, for His goodness is without end. Everything will pass, but His mercy is without limit or end. And although evil will attain its measure, in mercy there is no measure. O my God, even in the punishments you send down upon the earth, I see the abyss of your mercy. For by punishing us here on earth, you free us from eternal punishment. Rejoice, all you creatures, for you are closer to God in His infinite mercy than a baby to its mother's heart. O God, you are compassion itself for the greatest sinners who sincerely repent. The greater the sinner, the greater his right to God's mercy. Here St. Faustina gives some background on the Divine Mercy image being displayed publicly for the first time. She shares how Jesus chose Father Sopochko for that great work of spreading the Divine Mercy message and devotion, and how much he put into it, even covering the expenses of the exhibition of the Divine Mercy image himself. St. Faustina was asked to make some wreaths for the exhibit, and she was delighted. But then some ladies got curious, and she asked the sisters. The sisters knew nothing about the image, and Sister Faustina couldn't reveal the origin of the image. She had to remain silent. So she was reproached and even ridiculed because of it, even by her own sisters in the convent. But in the end, human respect is not what is important. Doing the will of God is. Also here, St. Faustina reflects on God's mercy. Evil seems to flourish on this earth, but there is a limit. It will not be around forever. God is very just, and he will make all things right in the end. But his mercy will endure forever. And even the punishments that we endure here on earth won't last forever. God wants us to be with him forever. So the sufferings that we endure here on earth as a purification will be forgotten after we reach heaven.